This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What a day it was, Mike, for Spencer Strider. And it's funny because Braves fans, they're poking the bear. I mean, it's like, hey, Philly fans, your daddy's back. All the things that you'd want to see from Spencer Strider in his first start this spring. How would you describe it, Mike Bell?
Electric. I mean, we were talking about, well, maybe by the first week in May, we'll see Strider. Remember that we had that conversation? Even Alex Anthopoulos was, you know, he was a little optimistic that we could see him in April. But then you see him out there, your first start in spring training, and he looked great. I mean, this guy was dominant, 6 of 8, Carl, striking out the opponents. I mean, he struck out 5 straight batters at one point. And by the way, the velo, and that was our big concern. What is he going to look like with the UR, you know, the different surgery? 97 he hit on the gun today.
So this is how it was. I described it earlier, and I'll describe it to you. First batter, ground out. Next batter, strikeout. 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 Fly out. Strikeout. That's dominant. And, you know, if this was a regular season game, mm-hmm. He's on his way to 12 or more strikeouts in this game, depending on how many innings. But, Mike, the way he was pitching, he was getting out of these innings with very few pitches. And so this is just very encouraging, guys. I don't want to tell you he's going to win the Cy Young or anything, but it's encouraging coming off this injury for the first time. We get a chance to see him, and he does this.
Right, because, you know, he had a Tommy John back in the college days, but it was a bone, like a bone fragment. That's what it was, the UCL, the ulnar collateral ligament.
Yep.
Same thing that Brock Purdy had to have surgery on, so it's a little bit different kind of recovery. So that was our concern, because, again, we're not orthopedists. We just play one on the radio, was how is his velocity going to be affected? And it isn't. So that's great. So everything you'd want to see, I don't think you could ask for anything more, you know, if you're Snit and the Braves management right now, how Strider looks.
I'll say this, and again, I'm not sure where you are. We're going to do a big lead up to the start of the season. We'll be at Murph's on opening day and getting you ready for Braves baseball, our home opener, by the way. But I'm encouraged with the starting pitching. And the thing that, you know, I think a lot of people are concerned about is the bullpen potentially, because there'll be some new roles in the bullpen for some guys.
Right.
But I will say this. You know, when Sale and Strider are pitching, you have to feel really good. And you're hoping Ronaldo Lopez, again, can pitch similar. It'll be hard to top what he did last year, but similar to what he did. And, Mike, all of a sudden, you've got your three guys, and then you hope these other guys fall in place. The problem is, and Oren, repeat this for us, because we were talking about Strider. He leaves, and then who comes in today, and what happened?
Ian Anderson. In 4 innings, he walked 4 batters.
Right. And it's just, we were talking about him the other day, how he's getting the work in. The velocity is around 93 to 94. But more importantly, you know, does he have the confidence? And today it looked like he was aiming. For lack of a better word, a lot of Braves fans were hitting us and they were listening to it and watching it, streaming it, however you got to see it. But it just seems like he didn't have confidence today. I don't know, did he get blown? Did Strider? One guy hit me up on Twitter. I guess he got intimidated by Strider. They're on the same friggin' team. I mean, he's not battling for Strider's job. Strider is going to be one of those guys. But yeah, this is where Ian Anderson, don't spit the bit, as they say in horse racing. Stick with it, man, because there's no more trips to Gwinnett. This is it. You know, so you don't want to be DFA'd Ian Anderson. You want to be in the show, right? And somebody else will pick him up and give him another shot. But, yeah, he's got to be able to dial in. One of the other cool things over the weekend, I don't know if you got to see this, the Braves did a split squad, and some of the crew and the better pitchers and hitters, they kind of split. The hitters stayed home. The pitchers went up to Boston to play the Red Sox in Fort Myers. Mm. Did you see how Chris Sale started the game?
No.
A tribute to Louis Tiant, who passed away in the offseason. He does his own kind of modified sort of version. Everybody who's a kid of a certain age, we all did Louis Tiant, where you turn your back to the mound and swing it in. So, yeah, Sale said he was always a big fan of Louis Tiant. First pitch, he did a little tribute to him.
Pretty cool. Braves fans, does this amp you up just a little bit more? Because, let's be honest, if Mike and I came on here and said, man, you got shelled.
Yeah, like Strider gave up 10 earned runs in three innings.
You'd be losing your mind. The fact that he had these six strikeouts, it just goes, whew, we feel really good. 404-726-0929. We'll grab Grant McCauley tomorrow and start to talk a little bit more about this. Mm-hmm. But this is hopefully the start of really good things to come for Spencer Strider. And, Mike, how nervous do you think Braves management was? Because I heard from one guy who said, we were all sweating
right
when he took the hill today, because we're like, please let this be. And then afterwards, they were standing ovation.
Right. I mean, I literally just had a guy in the text that go, well, it's not 100. Well, you expect to throw 100 his first out? Come on. You guys, I mean, it's just stop. It's a perfect way to get back in. I mean, you could not have had a more perfect outing unless he struck out everybody. As Carl said, strikeout six of the eight guys he faced. That's money. Great to see. So now the good news is takes a little bit of pressure off of Grant Holmes and or Ian Anderson, the back end of that rotation, knowing that Strider looks like he's going to be where he's going to be. They announced that Chris Sale will be the opening day starter. No big surprise there. He is the Ace Cy Young Award winner. Did you see the video of, I guess the Pirates were looking for a big dramatic moment when they had their skipper, Derek Shelton informed Paul Skeens that he was going to be the opening day guy. It's like, Skeens, you're going to be the opening day starter. He's like,
I am.
Okay. So it was almost like Nuke LaLouche. Like, okay. It was nothing really special because he's that kind of a low-key guy. But the flamethrower for the Pirates will be, needless to say, their opening day starter.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Again, not overhyping it. Just very encouraging. And this is what we needed to see from Spencer Strider. As far as Strider today, he said it's like a reward sprinkled on the pathway, kind of. Mm. That's how I view it. That's what he said about this outing today. It's also just good to kind of test the work you've been doing. And I think to get out there and at some point, you know, it's game speed. You can really analyze how you've been working in these bullpen sessions and to go through the full routine, hear the national anthem, do all the stuff that you would normally do. He says it felt good. So, wants to keep building. But you guys know this, or maybe you don't. But Strider is a very analytical dude. And his approach to stuff is sometimes you would think if you talk to him, it might be overbearing, but he's analyzing everything about his start, his pitches, location, all this stuff, Mike. So when he answers these questions, this is really him speaking in the way that his head kind of works, because he's one of these guys that analyzes everything.
But I love that. You know, Jason Stark, to your point, has it out there on Twitter earlier today. Grant McCauley, everybody retweeted it. But yeah, saying definitely a kind of a rare emotional moment where I was happy instead of just angry at the world. There you go.
Because it sucks to get hurt. I mean,
yeah, you're just miserable.
Jalen Johnson just tweeted, and he hadn't tweeted in a while, just tweeted, I just want to play, man. It sucks to see your team out there and not be able to help them in the way that you know you can, right? Jalen's been hurt. We know he's not coming back this season. Strider got hurt last year. He felt like he let the team down. But when you throw 2 2/3 perfect innings and you strike out six, you're on top of it. To start the season as far as your first outing on 27 pitches, Mike, 23 were strikes.
Right. I mean, as we said, Dave O'Brien's got an article that basically Snickers saying what we just said. You could not have been better. In case you're wondering who's going to catch, they thought they might keep one of the veteran OGs around, Sandy Leone. He gets reassigned to minor league camp. Braves have got 36 dudes in camp right now, and it just seems like Drake Baldwin will be behind the dish to start the season.
Why not?
Let it rip.
Why not? It's the future. God forbid if something else happens this season to Sean Murphy, Mike, he's got to be ready. Right. So start again, the season.
And this guy, you know, we sounds a little bit, you know, we've talked a lot about how, you know, they've kind of, there's not many trades that they've blown. Like the Contreras trade would be one of them. Contreras was never an elite defensive catcher, but his offensive stats, he rakes, make up for that. If you can kind of find that balance with Drake Baldwin defensively, because already he's hitting great. Looks like he belongs in the show. Small sample size, but looks like he won't. He'll have his ups and downs, Carl. He'll, you know, major league pitchers are to figure out, but this guy can hit.
Yeah, I love this from Chris Sale, who was asked about Strider, and he said, let's not forget, he's still the best pitcher on this team.
How about that?
Because he's right. Just from a talent and stuff standpoint, his stuff is more electric than Chris Sale. Sale's just veteran savvy, being able to know how to pitch to guys. Well, he doesn't have this stuff, Mike. I mean, and Sale said, look, you look at his stuff, you look at when he's healthy out on the mound, he's the most electric pitcher in the entire game. I would agree with that. It's why we go to the ballpark and say, this dude might strike out 15 on any given night.
Right. I mean, that's why you see even women putting on fake mustaches up in the chop house. So, look, he is the show. It was basically a major body blow when him and Acuna go down and all the other injuries had added up. And good news about Austin Riley earlier in the week. We got that dodge, that bullet. So, yeah, now all of a sudden the worm feels like it's turning, doesn't it, for the Braves?
Well, health is the key. And that's key for any team. But that's, you know, I just saw where, like, Mookie Betts was over there. They're playing in Japan, I think, the Cubs. And, you know, Mookie's not playing in those two games. But, again, it's spring training. But the fact is, this is the thing that will hurt the Dodgers, Mike, as deep as they are. If they have health issues and guys start to go down, right. You start – it. That's what killed us last year. So I'm just hoping we stay healthy. And if we do, we're going to hit. I'm confident that we're going
to
hit.
And for you baseball fantasy owners, nerds, maybe you want to rest Mookie Betts to start the season. He lost a lot of weight with a stomach virus.
It's been bad. So,
I mean, for those, like, he'll be fine over the long haul, but I mean, that's just the way, nothing like going, you know, halfway around the world.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Being sick as a dog.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's not us.
I hate the way they start that season, by the way. It's so anticlimactic to play a couple games in Japan, go back to spring training.
Yep.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yep.
That's one thing Manfred's got to fix.
Well, look, they're trying to get this exposure, and, you know, everybody's trying to do it. The NFL does it during the regular season. Baseball's doing it, but you're right. It makes no sense. If you were going to do it, Mike, start the regular season over there.
Right.
Let the games count, right?
Yeah. I mean, they go to it. I mean, last year it seems so weird. Like, they did the same. Was in Korea. Do the disconnect. So you're right. Let's have them actually. Really, if you're going to do opening day, you know, here's what you do. Everybody in Japan can get up really, really early or really, really late, and you put the game on at 8 p.m. On whatever network baseball can have a deal with. Presumably, one more year of ESPN.
By the way, Chris, you just said, what, the Fox announcers are not going over there to call this game?
They're doing it COVID style.
Oh. Remotely.
See, that's just for further states how jive it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically, it's the curtain raiser to your season, and you're doing it literally cheaply and grab-ass-wise. That's, you know, for lack of a better word. That's, if you're going to do it, make it big. Major League Baseball never gets this stuff right.